Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, and we're going to begin on the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah continues to discuss the heter to salvage Kisvei Kodesh on Shabbos if Chas V'Shalom there's a fire. Says the Mishnah, Matzilan Tek HaSefer MaSefer. We're allowed to save the container in which the Sfarim are in, together with the Sefer. V'Tik HaTfilin Im HaTfilin. And similarly, we're allowed to save the container in which the tefillin are together with the tefillin. Vafapi, and continues the Mishnah saying, this halacha will apply, even though there's money in them with the sefer, with the tefillin, we could still carry it out. So, firstly, all the mefarshim say that obviously to have a container in which you have tefillin, if that container is miyuchad, is designated for tefillin, you're not allowed to put money or any other divrei choil into it. So obviously we're discussing a container that was not specifically designated for the tefillin. The other question is that the Mishnah seems to say that even though there's money in the container, and I would think that I'm not allowed to carry out that container because of the money, because it's muksa, that's why the Mishnah says I could still carry it out if it has the sefer. So Mefarshim ask, we've learned that the halacha is that something which is a basis is veheter, something which is a base for something which both is muksa and not muksa, is many times considered not muksa. So if this container has in it a sefer, why is it muksa? So there are three answers given in the Rishonim. One answer is the Ramban's answer, who says that in determining when something is a basis le'issav le'heter, does it have a muksa status or not, we look at which is the item which is more significant. So perhaps we're dealing in a situation where the money is a significant considerable sum and the safe is not that of a significant safer, so it has the status of a basis le'davar aser, and still the Mishnah is teaching us that out of respect for the safer we could move it. Another answer that Tosfos says is that even though something which is a basis l'issav l'heter you can carry because it's considered not muksa, still you're supposed to try to shake out the davar ha'asr. The chiddush of Mishnah is that we could save the tefillin with the tefillin bag and he doesn't need to try to shake out the money because this may cause a delay in saving the kisvei ha'kodesh. Another answer the Ramban gives is that even though this is not muksa, but as we've been learning from the beginning of the parak, part of the heter here is not just the muksa aspect. The heter here is that you're allowed to carry it to a place where normally you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos. And the chiddush is that not only are you allowed to carry the sefer or the tefillin to such an area, but you're even allowed to carry the money that's in the bag too. Well, heichem atzilan asam, exactly to where may we carry them? The mavi she'enim a foolish, to a non-open mavi. Mseirayim afel a foolish, even to open mavi, which we'll explain when we learn the Gemara soon. Begins the Gemara. The halacha is that if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we're allowed to slaughter and bring the Karban Pesach, since that's the time for bringing the carbon, since that's its designated time. Now the question that we're going to discuss, that the Gemara is going to bring a brice about, is exactly how much is allowed to be done in sacrificing that Karban Pesach, which means obviously whatever is necessary and required is certainly mutter. The question begins the Gemara is Tan Rabbanan Arba also shchalius b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is in Shabbos, and you slaughtered the animal, and you have to get to the innards, the amarin, which are brought on the mizbeach. The question is, how much of the animal may you skin? Which skinning is a malacha? Says the Gemara, mashit nas a Pesach adachaza. You could only skin them from the legs up to the breast. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel b'Nosh Rabbi Yochanan b'Breika. You could skin the entire animal. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan Breika. We could understand Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan Breika's shita. The savlei tzarach kavaya. I need to get to the innards, so I have to skin the animal till the breast, and that's as much as required, and then I can do it, and I can't do any more. El Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, my tama. Why do they allow you to skin the entire animal? Om Rabbi Babachana, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Kro. Because the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Call Paul Hashem Amaneu." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything for His honor, and it's His honor, as the Gemara is going to explain, to have the animal skinned entirely. And like the Ritva explains, obviously this pasuk is not the pasuk teaching us this halacha, because this, firstly, it's a pasuk in Nach. We don't learn halachas from pasuk in Nach. It's a concept that we're learning, that we do things to honor Hashem. Ask the Gemara, "Hocha Ma'ila Manei Iku." What kind of honor is involved here? Rav Yosef Mishlo Yisriach. Rav says that by skinning the entire animal, you prevent it from getting a bad odor, because it has ear all around it and it's not confined by the skin. Rav Amar Mishlo Yekachishmai Muton Knel Veila. The reason we're allowed to skin it is that it should not be treated like a worthless piece of nevela that's left unskinned. Ask the Ramai B'nai, what's the halachic nafgamina? Ikamnai, the monach absurda dahava. If you put this carcass on a golden table, so now there's no concern of shlei kacha shemayim mutalim k'nevela, but it could still be masriach, it could still putrefy. Inam v'yoyim d'istana, on a day where there's a northern wind, where there's a nice cool wind, the concern of Yisriach is not there. The concern of Shlei Kachi Shemayim Matalim Kinevela still exists. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, my high Paul Hashem l'maneim avadlei. This pasuk seems to indicate that in honor of Hashem I'm allowed to do things. Yet Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika is limiting it. Like Ritva explains, not that this pasuk is speaking again specifically to this situation. The question is, aren't the Rabbanan right that we should be able to skin it entirely because of honor of Hashem? So he says, no, the honor is Shlayhoitzias and Murim Kodim Ashatas Ar. A person, the apostle is teaching us that somebody should not just make an incision and pull out the innards, he should rather skin the animal. My Tama, Amrav Hun Rabbi of Nasan, why shouldn't you just make a incision? If we're trying to do as little as possible, just make an incision and schlep out the innards. Says the Gemara Mishum Neiman, since there are pieces of a hair of wool that would get caught onto the innards and would, when they're being pulled out through a hole, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, don't do that. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Mar Baruch. Now we'll understand how this Shaila about Pesach on Shabbos has to do with our sugya. My hadrulei chavre le Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe b'Yochanan Breika. How did the Rabbanan answer Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe b'Yochanan Breika? Because like we explained, conceptually, Rabbi Shmuel is right. We want to do as little chil Shabbos as possible. So answers the Gemara Hachat Karmelei. Im atzilm tika sefer, ma sefer le nafshet es a Pesach ma'ira. So the way Rashi explains this Gemara is like this. Certainly, on Shabbos, we're allowed to do anything that's l'kfoyd Hashem, l'kfoyd Shemayim. So therefore, I'm allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach. It's l'kfoyd Shemayim, it's a mitzvah to bring a Korban Pesach. I'm allowed to take out a Sefer. A Sefer is a Kisvei HaKodesh. But our Mishnah taught us another halacha. Our Mishnah taught us that not only am I allowed to take out the sefer, I can take out even the tikka sefer, the container. Now, isn't the container something that I personally have benefit from? Yet the Mishnah says that since there's a kvod shemayim, since there's a benefit to Hashem involved in what I'm doing, even though I also have benefit, it's mutter. Say the Rabbanan to Rabbi Shmuel, the same thing by skinning the carbon. Since there is an element of kvod shemayim involved, I'm skinning the animal to get the Amorim that I could bring on the Mizbeach. So even if I have benefit by skinning the entire animal, it should be mutter. Ask the Gemara, Midami, how can we compare the two situations? Hasam, in the case of the container, the question is tiltal. It's a question of carrying. Hacha, here we're talking about malacha. Skinning an animal is an issa deraisa. So how do you compare the two cases? And the Rajba points out, it shouldn't have really said tiltal. Tiltal means muksa. The issue in our Mishnah is not really an issue of muksa. The issue in our Mishnah is carrying the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah should have said hacha haitzah. So the Rajba says that since the reason what's the reason for the issa muksa? Cause of carrying. So tiltal, when it says muksa, it also refers to carrying. So therefore Rav Ashi has a different way of explaining what the Rabbanan are saying to Rabbi Shmuel. But Tarti Pligi, the Rabbanan tell Rabbi Shmuel, we have two machlokesim. Pligi betiltal, we argue regarding carrying this animal after its skin, or pligi b'malacha, and we also argue regarding under what, till what, or how what we could skin the animal. V'ach karmali, and Rabbanan now are speaking to Rabbi Shmuel not regarding their machlokes regarding the skinning. That machlokes they already discussed. Not a speaking to the aspect of the machlokes regarding carrying. This is what Rabbanan tell Rabbi Shmuel. If we see in our Mishnah that we could carry out the sefer with the tick with the sefer, the halacha should also be learn the tamtel or a gabosar, we should be allowed to carry the skin and the meat together. So again, Rabbanan telling Rabbi Shmuel, we really hold that you're allowed to skin the animal, which is Issa Deraisa, and certainly will obviously be Mako regarding Muksa, which is only a Drabonin. But they say to him, even if you're going to be Machmer on the Deraisa, at least you should be Mako to on the Drabonin. Say, it's the Gemara Midami. You still can't compare the cases. Hossam, in our Mishnah, Nasis Bosos Davra Mutter. The container is holding in it the tefillin, that ori, or a sefer. So it's a basis l'davar amutter. That's why it's not muksa. Hacha, however, in our case, nasis basis l'davar asur. The skin is a base to the basur, which is asur, because as Rashi explains, since you can't eat the meat until the night, because even though you're makriv the carbon on Shabbos, you don't eat it until Matzah Shabbos, so when you have to roast it and then eat it. So therefore the basar on Shabbos is muksa, and the or is a basar sol davar asur. So how do you compare the case of our Mishnah to this? So the Mepaiskim bring a rai here to Halach L'maisa Shaila. The Mar is saying that in our case, the container is a basar sol davar amutter. What is in the container? Either a sefer, which is certainly davar mutter, or tefillin. So the Paiskim asks, tefillin are davar mutter? We paskin that Shabbos loves man tefillin, that you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So how could we say that the tefillin is a davar mutter? So the two answers given in the Paiskim, both relevant. Some say that the muksa of a bostas l'davar asur doesn't apply by something that's only muksa because it's a keli shemlach del iser. Why are tefillin aser? Why tefillin muksa? Because they're keli shemlach del iser, and there is no concept of bosses by keli shemlach del iser. Bechidish. The Muri Broina says that tefillin are not considered muksa. Why tefillin not considered muksa? Because if somebody is learning on Shabbos hilchas tefillin, so he needs to take out his tefillin to see all the various sharim and the batim. So tefillin are not muksa, and that's why the container is not a basis l'davar asur. Similarly, the Masham says a get would not be considered davar asur, because if somebody's learning hilchas kitten, he would take out a get to learn the halacha. So again, we're about to how do you compare our case to the case over there. This is the way you have to explain. If we learned in our Mishnah that you can tell, you could salvage the container that has the sefer in it. Even though it has money in it, should be not allowed to be take the hide because of the basar. Says the Gemara, midami. What's the comparison? Hasam in our Mishnah, nasis basal davar asur ul davar mitar. You're carrying out both a davar asur, the money, and you're also carrying out a davar mutar, the sefer. Hacha kul nasis basal davar asur. It's a base only to something which is asur, which is the meat. Alacha kamerle. This is pshat. Imavin, Mishnah says, Gemara says, we have to re-attempt to explain the comparison between the case of our Mishnah and this case. If the halacha is, imavin tikshiyesh b'toichem maas ma'alma, we have a container that has in the money, says the Gemara, we're going to be allowed to carry it, lahatzel by sefer Torah, in order to put a sefer Torah into it, to carry out the Sefer Torah, if Chas V'Shalom there's a fire on Shabbos. Lo Natatl Arga Basar, should we not be allowed to move the hide on account of the Basar, where it's already there, and it's already in my hand? Says the Gemara, V'hi Gufa Menolan. And how do you know, asked the Gemara, that you would be allowed to taka bring a container with money, to bring it to save the Sefer? Ilema de Mehechad Ispe Lo Shadalei. If you're going to say that just like in our Mishnah, where there is money already in the container, the halacha is that the Mishnah allows us to carry such a container in order to save the sefer, I su nami mesinin. So I'll say also that we're allowed to bring a container containing money in order to save the sefer, asking mar midami. Hasam, in the case of our Mishnah, where you have a fire burning and you want to save the sefer, and you have the safe in a container with money, that's why I don't tell you shake out the money, because if you're going to start being busy with shaking out the money, add the hoch enough with the lake. Until you're busy doing that, chas v'sham, the fire may consume the safer. Hoch, on our case, add the hoch, a hoch l'shedinen. In our case, while you're bringing the container with the money, why don't you shake out the money before you put the safer? Is before you put the sefer in it. Now the question is obvious. Why does the Gemara have to differentiate between the two situations regarding by indicating there's a difference if the person can or can't shake out the money? Why don't we just say simple? If the money and the scroll are in the container, so it's a basis, the heter is of a heter. And that's why it's mutter. If there's money only in it, so it's a basas davar asur, and it's muksa. So Tosfos answers that when something, what we said before, that even when something is a basas l'issa v'heter, still, what you're supposed to try to do is shake out the isra, not carry it with the isra in it. If we see that our Mishnah paskind, that you don't have to do that, just take it and carry it and don't attempt to get rid of Dover Osir, it's right that the Dover Osir doesn't bother me. If the Dover Osir doesn't bother me, it shouldn't bother me even when it's the only thing in the container when there is no safer in it. So, again, we're up to, how can we compare the case here to the case of Pesach? El Amma Mar Baravashi goes back to the beginning. Loyal and Kremir Mikar, like we said at the beginning, that the fact that we see that in our Mishnah you're allowed to carry the sefer out on Shabbos when there's a fire, it's a proof that you're allowed to do things on Shabbos. So that's why we should allow to be able to skin the entire animal, even though I have a personal benefit. We asked, how can we bring a raya from the case of our Mishnah, which is only affecting carrying, the rabbanon that are carrying, and here we're dealing with a malacha, the rice of skinning? Answers the Gemara, we're talking in our case where the person doesn't really need the skin anyway, he doesn't need the hide, so it's a davar she'eino meskaven. His intent is not for the hide, and as we've been saying many times, a davish ein miskaven is mutter according to Rav Shimon. Ask the Gemara, v'abaye v'rava da amri tavaya, mayder Rav Shimon b'sikrei shiv lo yomus. Rav Shimon agrees when something is inevitable, it's not considered the heter of davish ein miskaven. So here too, it's inevitable that when you skin an animal, you're skinning it. And it says, Gemara, the shakle b'barzi. We're dealing in a case where he removes the hide in thin strips, and since he's not doing it in a normal way of stripping, that's not the melacha hafshata d'oraisa. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger an obvious question. He says like this. One is the example of a davish ein miskaven. The example of davish ein miskaven is I'm schlepping a chair on the earth and it makes a hole. So davish ein miskaven is I didn't have intention to make a hole. Psik reish is that if it's inevitable that there's going to be a hole, it's considered a psik reish. Here, asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's not that I'm skinning with intention or not intention, I'm doing something and skinning comes out. I'm actually skinning. So if I'm actually skinning, that's not a davar she'eino miskaven, that's skinning. So how could the Gemara call this a davar she'eino miskaven? And that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger, really the Meiri says it, what the Gemara means is that it's a melacha she'eino tzricha l'gufo. Because the Gemara in the Havamina thought, I don't want the skin. And the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's mahalach. The problem with that is, that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention melacha she'eino tzricha l'gufo. So I saw a teretz from Yitzchak Zilberstein. He says like this, the halacha is, in melacha's bayur, in the melacha, there's a difference in halacha if I'm bayur, I take the food out of the non-good entity, which is mutter, or psoilus metoich oichel, if I take the bad from the good. Why? Because oichel metoich psoilus is called eating. It's not called bayur. Psoilus metoich oichel is called bayur. So he says the same thing here. When somebody is bringing a carbon, he's not doing skinning. He's not doing hafshata. He's only doing, he's bringing a carbon. And in bringing a carbon, you have to get to the amrin, you have to get to the innards. So that's not afshata. That's hakrovis carbon. That's why the Gemara says this is not afshata. This is bringing a carbon. And if it's a davish ein miskaven, it should be mutter. And that the Gemara says, even though it's a davish ein miskaven, but still, what's happening is I'm skinning the animal, and it's inevitable that the animal should get skinned, and therefore if Shimon should agree, it's also, says the Gemara, I'm not skinning in a derisive way, I'm doing it into thin strips, or others say that I rip it as I skin it. But the point is that since it's obvious that this is not hafshata, because hafshata means wanting the skin, and somebody's bringing a carbon, we know that's not what his goal is. His goal is to bring the carbon, so this doesn't fall under the category of hafshata, that it should be also. So we learned in the Mishnah Machloikis, Lahechem Matzilin Asan, to where may these items be saved? So the Rabbanan said to a Mavi, She'enim Afolish, and Rabbi Maseret said, even to Mavi Mafolish. Let's just review how their streets looked. They had homes that opened to Chatzeris, and those Chatzeris opened up to Chatzeris are courtyards, and those Chatzeris, those courtyards opened up to Mavi, to alleyways, which led to the Rishus HaRabin. So there are two halachas with Mavi. One halach is that the open side has to be adjusted with a lechi, which is a side post, or a kair is a beam, which we'll discuss in the Gemara, and they also have to have a shtuf mivaz, which is similar to an Erev Chatzeris, that all the Chatzeris that open up to the Mavi have to come together by putting together shtufim mivaz. So, ask the Gemara, hechidam mifulish, vechidam she'en mifulish. What is the Mavi that's open, what is the Mavi that's not open? Amar Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda answers, shalosh mechitzis v'shnei l'chaim, if you have three full walls and two lechis, two posts on the side of the open side, on the sides of the open side, zem Mavi she'en mifulish, shalosh mechitzis, but three walls of lechid, echad, only one lechi, zem Mavi mifulish, that's considered an open Mavi. The Tavayu, says the Gemara, Aliva de Belezer. Both Ben Beseir and Rabbanan agree with Rebbe Lezer and are saying their Shita according to Rebbe Lezer. because the Tanakh, we learned the Mishnah Masechta Erevin. Heksha Mavi. How does one adjust the Mavi that it should be allowed to carry within the Mavi? B'shamar melech v'kaira. You have to put a post and a crossbeam. B'sel aimrim, oy lechi oy kaira. You either have to put up or a lechi or a kaira is sufficient. And b'lezo aimrim shnei lechayim. You have to put up two lechis. And now, that's what Rabbanan is saying. With two lechis, it's considered mavi she'enim afolish. With one lechi, it's a mavi am afolish. Ask Tosfos the obvious question. We pass on like Beis Hillel. So how are Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan arguing? How are Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan arguing according to Rabbi Lezer with the halachas not like him? So Tosfos says that it can't be that they would be arguing according to Beis Hillel Shita. Because according to Beis Hillel, you only need one lechi. That would be considered a mavi she'enim afolish. What would be a mavi hamafolish if it doesn't have a lechi? And why would Ben Beseira say that you're allowed to carry even in such an area, to such a place? Says Tosfos, it can't be that Ben Beseira would allow somebody to carry into a mavi that has nothing, not a lechi, not a kaira, because that's a karmelis, and to a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry. Amalei Rava, so Rava says, Sholosh, so what are we calling a lechi mefulish? Sholosh mechitzis for lechi echad. So that asks the Rava, mefulish karisle, that's called mefulish, open, has three walls and a lechi, and you're calling that open? V'oy in a bigger kasha. Rabbana natzin l'toycha oich l'mashkin. We are learning the whole perek, the whole concept of our perek has been that by kisvei kodesh we're mekel. That means something that we would normally not be mekel, by kisvei kodesh we're going to be mekel. If it's three walls and two lechis, so why are we? What's the special situation? And that we're only being mekel for kisvei kodesh. We should be allowed to carry food. And like Tosfos explains, Parshat Pshat, there's a shtufim mevoz here too. So if the shtufim mevoz and it has two lechis, why am I only carrying kisvei kodesh? I should be able to carry food. El Amarava, so therefore Rava says a different pshat. Shtei mechitzes shnei lechayim, if it has two walls and two lechis on the two open sides, ze mavish ein mefolish. Shtei mechitzes lechi echad, if it has two walls and one lechi, ze mavi am mefolish. That's called the open mavi. V'tavei aliv Rabbi Yehuda, because now Rava says that both Ben Beseir and Rabban agree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, as we learned in a brisa earlier in the Masechta, yes, I can Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Mishesh le shnei batim shnei tzed rishus rabim. If somebody has on both sides of the rishus rabim homes, and then there's the opening on the two side front and back of the street. Ois lech mikam v'lech mikam. You should make a lechi at each opening. A kar mikam v'kar mikam, or a cross beam at each opening. V'noisim v'noisim be'emsa. He could carry inside. Amalei and the Chazal argued Rabbi Yehuda. They told him, Eim am rishus rabim b'kach. You can't just do this and make a rishus rabim be mutter to carry. So now what's going to be? The Rabbanan are going to say that if you have, the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and Amish is talking about two walls, two lechis, is a mavui, she'enim afolish, and you could carry to it. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say two walls and one lechi is enough for kisei kodesh. Asks Abaya, Amalei Abaya, l'idach, nami l'rabbanan natzel l'toich oich l'mashkin. So according to you, why, according to Rabbanan, may I only carry kisvei HaKadosh if Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda? And if we're dealing with a situation that you have two walls and two lechis, so it's a real Rishus HaYachar according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we're saying now that Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda, so why are we limiting the heter strictly to kisvei HaKadosh? We should be allowed to carry even food there. Ask Tosfos, what forced Rava to say his teretz? Because he had this kasha on the teretz of Rav Chisda. So how did Rava answer his kasha that if this is a real Rishus HaYochid, you should be allowed to carry Oichlan and Mashkin, that he, what did he accomplish if we end up with the same teretz? So Tosha says that Rava wanted to say it's not that the Rabbanan completely agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that have asked two walls and two lechis, it's always a Rishus HaYochid. That's not really true, because we see the Rabbanan disagree with that. The Rabbanan that argue Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos says the Rava felt that the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda only by kisvei HaKadosh, not anywhere else. Says Abaya, you can't do that. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you hold like him all the way. And if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you don't hold like him at all. Therefore goes back to Gemara. Elam Ravashi. Ravashi goes back and says that they're going to hold like Rabbi Elazar. And Shalsh Michitz V'Lechi Echad. If it has three walls and one Lechi, Zem Mavi She'en Mefush. It's considered unopened. Even though normally you need two. Shalosh mechitzes beloy lechi, if it has three mechitzes without any lechis at all, ze movi hamafulish, that's considered an open movi. Because explains the Gemara. Because I feel Rabbi Elazar the Amar Binah L'Chaim, even though Bemseira and Rabbanan are arguing in Rabbi Elazar, and normally Rabbi Elazar says you need two lechis, when do he say you need two lechis? Hani miloloich lamashkin, for food. Avil Sefer Torah, even Rabbi Elazar is going to hold Bechad Lechi Sagi, with one Lechi it's enough. That will be called a Mavish and a Foolish, and it will be Mutter, but that's only a Heter that's given by Kisvei HaKodesh. Everywhere else you have to have two Lechis, according to Rabbi Elazar, and the Rabbanan are holding Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Seiru goes one step less. If the Rabbanan need one Lechi, he says you don't need any Lechi. You don't need any lechi if you have three full walls. Again, as we said, it'll come out that our Mishnah, where both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Seir Rabban are going coin to Rabbi Elazar, will not be halach lemaisa, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar, we paskin like Rav, like Beis Hillel, that either a lechi is enough. Says the Mishnah. Again, we're continuing to discuss what may be salvaged if Chas V'Shalom there's a fire on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to save three meals. And like the Ritva explains, even if the person can have food where he's going, he can still take out three meals. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says that you can only take out meals if you'll need them. Says the Mishnah, Haroi la'odam la'odam, what people need, people could save, you could save for people, Haroi la'behema behema, what's needed for animals, can be saved for animals. So, a few things. Firstly, there's a machlokes when it says here, machlokes rishonim, when it says here, Haroi la'behema, what does that mean? Does it mean three meals for behema also? What does it mean? Haroi l'behema, as many meals as the behema needs, but there's no din of shol shudas, there's no din we're going to speak about in the next plot, that in Shabbos you have to eat three meals. There is no din that an animal has to eat three meals on Shabbos. So the Ritva says, it means whatever an animal needs. Others say that an animal also needs three meals, i.e. an animal doesn't have a chiv shol shudas. So they say, because an animal, the halacha is v'chal, you have to give your animal to eat before you're allowed to eat. So if we want to eat three meals, we have to give our animals three meals and give them first. However, the Chronim point out that that may not be true. Because they ask, if the halacha is that you have to give your animals to eat before yourself, the Mishnah should have said a royal behema first before a royal adam. Therefore, many Chronim say the halacha that you have to feed your animal first is not set on Shabbos. Since on Shabbos there's a chiyuv to eat, you are allowed to give yourself first. But if that will be the case, then you would have to learn like the Ritva, that you don't have to take three meals for an animal, because animals don't have to eat three meals. That the Rishonim also ask, when you're allowed to take out, does it mean you're only allowed to take out for yourself, or you're allowed to take out for your bnei bayis, for the people of your family? And they say that certainly, if we're learning, they bring a raya. If you're allowed to take out for your animals, you're certainly allowed to take out for your family, says the Bir Halacha. The Tais for Shabbos says that our Mishnah is talking about food, but when it comes to drink, since Ein Kvalishti, a person has to drink as much as needs to drink, so therefore the Shiurim of three meals are not said, he could take out as much as he needs to drink. Explains the Mishnah. Ketzat, what is the halacha? Nafla the lake of Balayel Shabbos. If there's a fire chas v'shalom Friday night, matzilim mazon shol shudus. You're allowed to take out three meals. V'shakras, if the fire is Friday morning, matzilim mazon shtei shudus. You can take out for two meals because you already ate the Friday night meal. V'mincha time mazon shtei sudachas, only one meal. Rabbi Yossi says la'oyla matzilim mazon shol shudus. You always could take out three meals. And like the Sfas Emes explains, Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi says Chazal didn't want to start making different shiurim, so they always said three meals no matter what. The Baal Truma says that this, that you're allowed to take three meals or two meals in the morning, is at a time. But according to Baal Truma, you could keep on going back to take three meals or two meals, whatever amount of meals you're allowed to take at that point of Shabbos, as many times as you want, as long as you don't take more than the amount you're allowed to each time you go. The Ran disagrees, and he says that dafka by clothing will learn you can keep on going back. By meals, you have the amount you're allowed to take, and you only have it once. Now, there's a very interesting point that the Bach makes in Rashi. Rashi says, if the fire is Leil Shabbos, koidim achila, before the eating. Shachris, Rashi says, koidim suda. Ask the Bach, why does Rashi here say koidim achila? And here he says koidim suda. So the Bach says, because Friday night the halacha is that any time you want to eat, you're allowed to eat the Friday night meal. Even if it's late, whatever time it is Friday night. However, says the Bach, the halacha is that the Shabbos morning meal could be eaten only until Vav Shas, until Chatzos. So what happens, says the Bach, what Rashi is trying to teach us, is that let's say it's Shabbos by day. He didn't eat the morning meal, but it's already after Vav Shas. Says Rashi, Kaidim Suda, it has to be before the Zman Suda. And if you missed the Zman Suda, even though you didn't eat, you would not have a heta to carry out for that meal. So according to the Bach, Rashi is saying a chumra. The Prima Godim says just the opposite. The Rashi is telling us a kula. He says, what's going to be the halacha if somebody ate Shabbos morning before davening something, and now the fire broke out? Will that be considered that he ate that morning meal, and now he's only allowed to save one more meal? Or is the eating before davening, which I'm not saying you're allowed to eat then, not considered a meal, and he could still save two more meals? Says Rashi, Koidim Suda. If the fire broke out before the Suda, even though you ate in the morning, you still have a heter to take out two more meals. That's why Rashi uses the Lashon Koidim Suda by the day, not Koidim Achila. Michti, ask the Gemara. Be'atayra Ketarach. Somebody, there's a fire on Shabbos, the food that he's carrying out is not Muksa. And obviously he's carrying out the place that he's allowed to carry. So Natzal Tvei, why should he not be allowed to save more? Amar Rava answers Rava. If a person gets fatumult in trying to save things, if I let him carry out more, I'm going to allow him, he may come to extinguish the fire. Ask the Meiri, even if he'll extinguish the fire, it's going to be a Melach Shenet Tzrich L'Gufa. And according to Rav Shimon, a Melach Shenet Tzrich L'Gufa is mutter. So Miri says it's not maybe he's going to extinguish the fire. He has certainly extinguished the fire, and therefore we will machmer. Amalei Baya, El Hagatanya, Nishbeloi, Chobas Peresh Gagoi, if somebody's barrel filled with wine broke on his roof, maybe Kaili, he could bring a vessel, put it under this barrel, and order to save the wine. He shouldn't bring another vessel to catch the wine in mid-air as it falls off the roof. Or bring a vessel and hold it next to the roof to collect the wine as it runs over the edge. Now, ask the Gemara, we're saying that we're only machmer when he could come to do a malacha d'oraisa. What kind of malacha will be happening here? And it says the Gemara, Hachanami, here too, Gzeir Hashem Yovi Keli Derech Rishos Rabim. We're concerned that a person may forget himself, and if we're going to allow him to carry all these Kelim, he may carry Keli through Rishos Rabim and do a Malacha Deraisa. That's why we limit what he's allowed to do. Gufa. Now we explain. Nishbalai Chavos Peresh Gagoi, if a barrel full of wine, broke on somebody's roof, maybe Kala Erechim Neftetei could bring a Keli and place it beneath the and place it beneath it to save the wine. And the Mishnah Berurah says you could let as much wine fall into this keli. There isn't a halacha of shalosh shudas on this keli. Of actually, you have a keli achav yikla. You shouldn't bring a keli midir to catch the wine, or keli achav yitzara, bring a keli next to the rooftop to catch the wine. And Tosfos explained if the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring a keli to midir, that you're not bring keli midir, then certainly, if you're now bringing keli v'yitzarif, you're now bringing keli by the roof, you're now certainly not bringing mirir. Mirir looks worse. So Taisa says zu v'yitzarif lemezu. Nizdam layarchem, somebody has guessed, maybe a keli achav v'kailad. He could bring another vessel to catch more wine in the air, or keli achav v'yitzarif to bring it to the rooftop. V'lo yikla v'ach kach yazmen, but don't catch and then invite the guest. El yazmen v'ach kach yikla. First invite the guest and then catch it. V'emarim v'kach, but don't do a trick. Don't make believe you're inviting guests to won't come already ate in order to be able to do it. Mishum Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, I'm a Marim, and you could do this. Lema, ask the Gemara, but Plukter Belezer Rabbi Shulka Mefuki. Maybe this is a Machloikus which we already found somewhere else. The Tanya. The Aloch is like this. Number one, on Yontif, we know you're allowed to shecht an animal to eat. It's Eichel Nefesh. But there's another Aloch. You're not allowed to shecht a child, a mother and its child on the same day. So let's say a mother and its child fell into the same pit on Yontif. Rabbi Lezer says you could take out the first animal from the pit because you want a shecht to eat on Yontif. The second one you have to give it to eat where it is, but you can't take it up. Why can't you take it up? Because you're not allowed to shecht it, so it's muksa. Take up the first one amount with intention to shecht it, then shecht it, and then don't shecht it, or marim, and then say, you know what, I think I'm going to like the other one better. Malas hasheni, I'll take up the second one, and then rotzuzeh shaychit, then you can decide which one to shecht. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua says, in a situation of financial loss, he could use the subterfuge of taking up the first one and then changing your mind. Similarly, in our case, you could say I'm inviting and not really mean it. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that even according to Beshua, even after you took up both animals, you could say, you know what, I want a third animal and not shecht either. The Magen Avraham says no, you have to shecht at least one of them. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even though Me'ikra then you don't have to, the right thing is to shecht at least one of the two animals that you shecht. So we see that this Shiloh of Marim, if you could do the subterfuge, is Machlok Sir Belezer of Yeshua. Says the Gemara, "My, you can't compare the two situations." Dim atkan lekam Rabbi Lezer hasam. No, Rabbi Lezer says you can't do a harama there. There shepan also. You could give the animal to eat in the pit. Don't schlep it up. Here, there's no other way of saving the wine. Perhaps Rabbi Lezer will allow you to do the harama, or vice versa. Atkan lekam Rabbi Shua hasam. Shendikat tzar bal chaim. There is a question: tzar bal chaim leaving the second animal in the pit. Avolachad leket tzar bal chaim. So we're not going to be so lenient, and loy, we will not allow you to do this to save the wine. Tana bonim, says the Brisa, hits the pasnakia. If somebody saved bread made out of fine flour, a matzah pasadra, he cannot save bread made out of inferior flour. Why? Because even if you allow a harama, this is not a harama, because nobody's going to eat poor quality bread if you could eat good bread. Therefore, pasadra, if you save inferior bread, matzah pasnakia, because there he could say he wants the good bread. Says the Brisa further, umatzilim yom kippur m'shabbos. He could save food on Yom Kippur. If a fire breaks out on Yom Kippur, which is on Friday, he could salvage food for Shabbos. Avloy m'shabbos lo Yom Kippur. Not if Yom Kippur is on Sunday, he can't save on Shabbos for Yom Kippur. Vein tzarich leimer. Because as we explained earlier in the Masechta, Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur. Not Yom Kippur is not more chomer than Shabbos. Then tzarich leimer m'shabbos l'yontif. You can't save from Shabbos l'yontif. V'loy m'shabbos l'shabbos haba. Not from Shabbos for this week's Shabbos for next week's Shabbos. So Taisa says, why would somebody want to save from Shabbos to Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat anyway. So Taisa says two answers. One answer is that it means from Matzah Yom Kippur, a matzah Yom Kippur, you're allowed to, there's a mitzvah to eat, and the Brice is telling us you're not allowed to say food to eat on matzah Yom Kippur. Another answer, Taisa says, is it's for children who need to eat on Yom Kippur. The Rishonim say, since it doesn't say, it says Mishabbos Yom Kippur, but it doesn't say Yom Kippur L'Matzah Yom Kippur, so it's a Machloikas Rishonim, and many Rishonim say that from Yom Kippur, you can say food for Matzah Yom Kippur, because otherwise the Braisa should have said that. Others say that no, you can't say from Yom Kippur to Matzah Yom Kippur, because you're saying from Yom Kaddish to Yom Chol. Machloikas Rishonim. There's a very interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham asks, the Shulchan Aruch brings this thing down, that you're not allowed to save from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. So he says, why does the Shulchan Aruch bring down this thing? Nowadays, Yom Kippur in our calendar can never be on Friday anyway. So why is the Shulchan Aruch telling us a din that's not relevant? So Magen Avraham says what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is like this. What's going to be the halacha if Yom Kippur is on Thursday? But you know that on Friday you won't be able to get food. Tells us the Braisa, tells us the Shulchan Aruch, Yom Kippurim l'Shabbos, even if Yom Kippur is on Thursday, and there's a Friday which is a weekday in between, you will be allowed to save food. Why are you allowed to save food? Because that's L'Tzarech Shabbos. And with this we could understand another question. Because the Braisa says, V'lem Shabbos l'Shabbos abo. Asks the Ran, what's the Chiddush? You have a whole week in between. But according to the Magen Avraham, it's very good. Just like you're allowed to save from Yom Kippur, which is on Thursday, where you have a weekday in between for Shabbos, if you know you won't be able to get food in between. So I would think you're allowed to save from Shabbos to Shabbos, when you'll know that during this week you won't be able to get food. That's what the Braisa tells us, that no, if you can't, that even though you could say from Yom Kippur, which is on Thursday, to Shabbos, that's because there's only one day in between. But from Shabbos to Shabbos, where you have a whole week in between, even though you don't think you're going to be able to get food, you have no heter to save the food. Tana Rabban. Shachar Pas Batan. If somebody forgot bread in the oven, for Kiddush of Yom, and now became Shabbos, Matzilim Mazon Shal Shudos, he could take out food for three meals. Boimelachem, he could tell other people, Bo Vatzilachem, come and save for yourself. Kshuroida, however, when he takes the food, the bread from the oven, Lo Yerd B'mavda, he shouldn't take it out with that special paddle which is used, El B'sakin, he should use a knife. Eini, why? Asked the Gemara, "Tanit Beri Shmuel." The pasuk says, "Lo sasa kamalecha yotze." Comes to teach us, it comes to exclude tkiyish shayfer v'diyas apas, blowing the shayfer and taking out the bread. Shichachem malacha. It's considered an art, not a malacha. So why are you not allowed to take it out if it's not considered a malacha? And for the Gemara, "Kame de efshel l'shnuyim mishninin." As much as I should deviate, I should not do it in the normal way, and the Rishonim explain because it's of the dechol. We don't want you to act on Shabbos like you act during the week.